With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. A new plan is in the works that walks the line between protecting the environment and enjoying the shore at Carter's Beach. The once hidden gem has become exceedingly popular over the years, causing a range of issues for locals. Parked cars line country roadways, making it difficult for emergency vehicles to get through, and the fragile ecosystem is being strained as litter piles up and beachgoers head into the fragile dunes to answer nature's call due to a lack of washroom facilities. In recent years, temporary garbage receptacles and porta-potties have been put in place by the Region of Queens to alleviate stress. Carter's Beach is a provincial responsibility and was originally included in the Parks and Protected Areas Plan as a nature reserve, but is now designated to become a provincial park. Parks Promotion and Development Officer Sandra Fraser says changing the designation is key to moving forward.
Having it under the Provincial Parks Program allows for the Department of Natural Resources to support operations there, and the future plans include providing some basic infrastructure at some key access points so we can kind of manage the usage there and allow for some recreational use while also protecting the ecological values.
In 2021, the province went through an online consultation process to hear from the public and received over 150 responses. Officials with Nova Scotia Parks held an open house in late November to present a broad overview of the plan to make Carter's Beach a provincial park and to answer questions from the community. Several priorities were identified, including conserving sensitive habitats, addressing traffic concerns, providing washroom and waste disposal facilities, installing wayfinding and interpretive signs, and maintaining community partnership. It was noted that management of the beach should also include establishing sustainable visitation levels. One of the objectives presented at the meeting was to have vehicle and pedestrian counting equipment installed to track usage at Carter's Beach. Fraser says the concept plan also proposed alleviating congestion on Carter's Beach Road by adding more parking on Port Mattoon Road across from Lake Drive.
We may, keep the small lot that's there and then add to that and then have a defined path from that parking lot down to the beach.
Fraser says funding has not yet been secured and plans still need to be finalized before the Carter's Beach project can go forward. She says anyone wishing to provide additional feedback can do so by emailing the department. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.